Alert, low battery. 20% low battery. 20% low power mode button. Close button. Close. Pause recording button.
That's the sound of my dog snoring. He has his head on my shoulder. He's laying on his stomach, so he's this long, free. Looks like a big bread loaf with four paws and a waggly tail and a furry face. My friend calls him a garlic bread loaf. Listen to him snoring. Sounds so cute. So, hope everyone is having a good evening. Sorry, I haven't posted a whole lot of material for this audio mo, but I've been seeing myself determined to post at least something for every day. So this is post number 4, and we are coming on to almost just a smidge over 20 minutes to midnight. So I will be getting this in under the wire. I'm pretty excited about that. Yay. So, we didn't do much today. I did some writing. I finished up chapter 4 of my novel that I'm working on. My Father's Shore. That's the book that I'm, the novel that I'm working on. I also want to do some work and finish a story that I am working on called Museum Mayhem. And it's a story that goes in the Barkerville book, The Barkerville Tales. Now, I think just for play on words, and I would do it just for the fun of it, I want to write The Barkerville Tales as in a dog's tale, because that's what the book's about. It's about dogs and their town that they live in. Completely run by dogs. There's a dog library, a doggy baker, a police officer, and they're all dogs. All the officials, the town officials, and the you know, big jobs. There's doctor dogs, and pretty cool. So I'm calling it The Barkerville Tales, as in T-A-I-L-S, as in a dog's tail. And I know some people might say, oh, that's not how you spell it, but I like fun plays on words. Do you like fun plays on words? I like them a lot. This little furry log has been a huge inspiration to a lot of my writing. He has been. He's totally awesome. And he has his blog. Not that many people comment on his blog. If you go to zappaguide.wordpress.com, that's zappaguide.wordpress.com, you will find his blog, The Fuffington Post. I'm sure you all know by listening to my audio booze the word fuff and where it comes from. So yeah. Let sleeping dogs lie, but don't forget to teach them the play on words. Hee hee. I think I'm going to use that as my post title. So yeah. I hope everyone is having an awesome evening. So yeah, not much else going on. I went to Smart and Final, picked up a few groceries, and I basically did some writing. And that's pretty much all I did today. We've been out of school for a little over a week now, so we're kind of enjoying this laziness. Shouldn't stay that way that long, but yeah. But yeah, my writing is coming along. I know it's not perfect, but hey. I've already made up my mind. I'm going to rework chapter one. And what I may end up doing is I'm going to take a lot out of chapter one. What I may end up doing is split chapters 1, 2, and 3 up into 2 chapters, I think. And then chapter 4 will probably be chapter 3. There's going to be a prologue and an epilogue. I'm thinking about writing the prologue tomorrow just to see how it sounds. And oh, who knows? There's going to be a lot of stuff going on. God, am I tired? I think the sleeping dog is rubbing off on me. But he's been a source of fur-filled inspiration. Yes, you have. to a lot of the things I do. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here right now. Isn't that right, my little sleepy puppy? Oh, yeah. So anyway, that's my post for the evening. Hope you guys are having an awesome day. I think I'm about ready to take a nap with this dog, but I want to try to stay up a little longer. Anyway, I will talk to you folks later. Take care. Thanks for listening.